It's October, and the robin's singing. It's visiting my garden, a beautiful, beautiful creature. I saw it as a young bird earlier in the summer, being fed by its parents with the nuts and the seeds that I'd put out. Now, grown up, that baby robin's sleek and gorgeous and singing beautifully. Its beautiful song matches the sunshine and blue sky that's appeared today. Telling us how wonderful that is after the gloom and greyness of yesterday. The dampness is gone this morning, and the robin is singing to us. Of course, that's a romantic view, a robin singing to establish its territory, to keep away even its parents, because now they're rivals, not family anymore. But robins, solitary creatures in their adulthood, aren't like us. We need each other, don't we? I'm alone here, listening to the robin. Looking at the bright orange of its breast, matching the bright orange of the pyracantha, the firethorn, those spiky branches it's landing on to take the nuts. We need each other. We need other people. I can hear the robin's voice saying, "Stay away. Stay away." Somehow, through evolution, our human brains read it as beautiful. I can hear the children's voices over the fence being taken to school by their parents. Together. I don't think they hear the robin singing. They're chattering to each other. It's nice to live near a school. Hear the children's voices as they play in the playground. Small children playing like little foxes, learning to hunt.